The desert. It covers countless thousands of square miles of the Earth's surface and drowns a man's tracks as surely as if it were the raging sea. And the man alone, set down in the midst of this barren, relentless waste, seems but a pitiful, helpless thing indeed. It is just past dawn when Conan sees the man. Already the blood-red sun beats down like some great beaming hammer upon the Cimmerian's brow as his Zamboulan stallion gallops across the ever-shifting sands. For a moment, a thought crosses his mind. Mirage. But then...
By God, it is a man. Out here alone in the middle of the desert. Hard to make him out. Whoa, boy, steady. Now it's no mirage, as we first thought, but a real man. He's gesturing to me. Oh, Greybeard, what are you doing out here alone?
My name is Sarka, and my beard, young man, is not gray, it's white.
My apologies, but my question remains. What are you doing out here alone in this desolate place?
I am here because someone has stolen my city.
What?
Aye, as I said, I am Sarkov by name, a sorcerer by trade.
Sorcerer?
Oh, one of your most kind-hearted types, let me assure you. I live but to protect my city, which is called Khorasan. At least I did protect it until last night. It was stolen away from under me while I slept. I woke to find it gone. Gone.
No one can steal a whole city, old man.
Then what am I doing here out in the middle of nowhere?
I'll admit, I don't know, but I can't...
He stole it, I tell you, right from under my nose. And you must help me find it.
I tend to steer clear of wizards, but you seem harmless enough. If I help you find this stolen city of yours, what will I get out of it?
Peace of mind and a tranquil heart.
Not enough. I was thinking about money.
I deal in magic, not gold. I'm a sorcerer, not an alchemist. But let's see. There must be something I can... Yes, that's it. If you help me find and rescue my stolen city, I will use my great powers to give you a throne. The throne of a whole city.
A throne, eh? Well, some time back, an ancient wizard prophesied that I would one day become a king. Perhaps you, who look even older than he was, are the one who will bring that to pass.
Never doubt it, barbarian. I may look old. I am old. But I am still a mighty sorcerer.
All right. I'll take a chance with you, old man.
Sarka. The name is Sarka. Have a little respect.
All right, Sarkov. Here, let me help you under the saddle, and we'll be off. Now, where is this city of yours, this Khorasan?
Well, it was north of here, near Shemakesh. But now I don't...
North of... You old fool. Shemakesh is south of here.
What? That can't be. How...
It's clear as the nose on your wrinkled face. Your city wasn't transported away last night. You were.
But that's impossible. Such things just aren't done. Not to sorcerers. Even he couldn't do such a thing. At least, I don't think he could. But then again...
Who is he?
Why, Zorval, of course. He's another sorcerer. My bitter rival.
What else can you tell me about him?
Why, only that he's my son.
Your son.
But that was centuries ago. You see, for years, Zorval has wanted to begin a holy war against Shemakesh. But the queen of Khorasan took my advice and wouldn't let him lead her city into a war. But now, with me gone, the desert may turn red with blood.
Then that's why he got rid of you.
Aye. And now our queen, Mehet is her name, doubtless believes I'm dead. So she'll probably fall under his sway. Right this moment, he's probably drafting all able-bodied young men to fight his holy war for him.
Do you think he knows I found you and plan to help you?
Oh, I'm quite sure he does.
Why?
Well, Just look up at the sky.
At that moment, Conan suddenly sees the sky has grown black. Yet it is not filled with clouds, but with great, giant bats, their inhuman cries turning his blood to ice. Onward and downward they come, like some great dark blanket of fangs and claws. Conan feels the hairs rise on the nape of his neck, and as he draws his sword...
Ishtar and Mitra!
They are the shadow bats. They're a special creation of my son. He's always been very proud of them.
You're a sorcerer. How do we fight them?
I'm afraid I've never been able to. I guess you might try your sword.
Just then, the great bat-like monsters are upon them. With a snarl that is lost among the gibbering, flittering mass, the Cimmerian swings his great broad sword again and again, cutting a swath through them.
Shadow bats are not. They're solid enough to be cut and to die. I found them. But so many of them. My sword. Let go of me.
It's no use, Barbarian. Now it's others both. All we can do is relax and hope it takes us to Zorval.
The following moment, Conan finds himself lifted bodily as if he were a child's toy from his horse. As he and the aged Zarkov are borne skyward at a speed which sends the wind whistling by their ears.
He's veering off from the rest. Then he must be taking up the Khorasan.
I've still got my knife. But no sense using it now. We're too high up. If I slew the creature, we'd just fall to our deaths. I have to bide my time.
Look, there it is.
You mean...
Yes, Khorasan. My stolen city. I recognize the castle. See? In fact, that's where it seems to be taking us now. We're descending.
Lower. Lower sweeps the circling gigantic bat. Finally, they are directly over the castle grounds.
We're low enough to survive now if this thing dropped us. Must strike now!
Stung by the barbarian's hard thrust weapon, the startled monster drops both Conan and the wizard.
Are you all right, Zarkov?
Yes, but where are...
We fell through a skylight, but I guess your magic made us land unhurt. We're in some vast chamber.
Ah, then we are bruised, but unbowed.
But that is only a matter of time, Zarkov. For both of you.
Who the devil?
Zorval!
Now I see him. There in the shadows. Son or not, Zarkov, he's an evil-looking specimen. But now I see a throne beside him, and the woman sitting in it.
I am Mayhet, Queen of Khorasan. It is good to see you again, Zarkov. Your dear son told me you were dead.
Not quite accurate, my queen.
My queen now, dear father. You should have been content to die where I left you instead of returning here. Your end will but be that much more terrible.
No one has driven me out of Khorasan in 300 years, and no one is going to stop now.
So be it. The decision to resist is yours, and I see you brought some broad-shouldered barbarian to try to help you enforce it. Guards! Seize them both!
We've got him, sire.
It's one thing to seize the Cimmerian dogs, and another to hold him.
He's certainly a strong one, Zorval. Perhaps instead of harming him, you should add him to your army for your holy war.
There must be no more, Your Majesty.
Silence! Keep your distance, Father. I warn you. If you try to approach the throne...
I always told your mother she should have been more firm with you. A pity she died when you were only 90. Now, about this war.
Zarkov.
I am all right, Barbarian.
Ishtar, that mystic burst would have slain a normal man.
We are neither of us normal men, my son. Now, why don't we...
No! You are the one person who could ever challenge my power. So you must die, father or no.
In that case, my son, I must do this.
A mighty blast.
And the next one will be stronger.
Ha! My own burst parried it. The battle is joined, then.
Yes, regrettably. The battle is joined.
Crom, they're getting nowhere. I wonder what they'll try next.
Then, suddenly, before the startled eyes of the barbarian and the young queen, each man conjures up a glowing, mystic warrior, a shining double of himself, and the two of them clash in cosmic combat.
So bright, I can hardly look at them.
And now, the two gleaming warriors strive, one against another, face to face, no swords, but only strength against strength.
They're near equal in skills. Sarfok is old. He's tiring. I can see his double getting weaker by the second. Soon, Sorval will overcome him, and...
Barbarian, come to me. I need your help.
I'm here, but what can my sword do against magic?
Take my hand, and I'll gain your strength. Hurry!
Puzzled, the brawny Cimmerian grasps the feeble human hand that reaches out toward him. In that self-same instant, he suddenly feels as if he is drawn out of his own body, pulled mystically, powerfully, through that of the ancient wizard Sarkoff, so that the next moment, the mystic warrior of Zorval is grappling with a figure like that of Conan the Barbarian, added to the mystic might of the wily Sarkoff.
Oh, can't fight both of you?
And the next moment, the glowing Conan warrior forces the other to its knees with its sheer savagery. Then, with mighty arms, it crushes its foe into a pulsating mass and hurls it in a living ball of fiery energy toward the screaming Zorval. Ah! Then, when the light has faded...
Where is Zorval?
My son is no more.
Old man, I'm sorry.
No need to be. He had a long life, if not necessarily a good one.
Well then, not to rush things unduly, but what about my reward?
Oh yes, Your Majesty. I'm afraid that I promised this young man a throne if he saved your city, our city, from the clutches of Zorval. I had no authority to do so. But I...
Say no more, dear Sarkoff. Ruling a city in the desert is lonely work. I have been lonely here, and you, barbarian, are a very handsome young man.
Then you and your people would accept me as your king?
King? Oh, no. Khorasan has forever been ruled by a queen, and ever shall be. But you will still get to sit on a throne, only it would be a little lower than my own. And you could wear a crown. A little one, of course.
Of course.
But there are things you could lord it over. The annual date merchants festival, for instance, or the caravans of camels which pass through the city. I find them much too smelly. Oh, and occasionally there might be an archery contest.
Sarkoff, is this what you meant by giving me a throne? Marrying me to this...
Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Then I free you from your bargain. I'm afraid I must decline your generous offer, Your Majesty.
What? I'm afraid I don't quite...
Sorry, Highness, I have business up north, where I heard there are new wars stirring among the Hyborians. But for me... Just give me a sword on my hip and a horse between my knees.